It's about time we talked about your work ethic. Ain't afraid to bear my soul, ain't afraid to walk on coals. I ain't gonna tell no lies, I ain't gonna apologize. Can't stop me now. Hello drivers, it's Enzo back from the road show. We've been on the road for 3 weeks, doing three race weekends in a row on the F3 calendar, F1, F3, F2 calendar. I had a driver, Liam Lawson, and we did the first three rounds, two in Austria and then one in Hungary, and it was relentless. It was immersive, relentless. I just seen on the poster there, it says relentless. Sorry, it's just in my head already. But it was. We did the race weekend one, then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is physical training, mental training, getting business done, and then straight into the next weekend. And it's kind of nice because you just live that process. For three solid weeks, you're competing and training. And it gets you into such a rhythm that it helps the driver, and helps me as a coach, actually, because you're dealing with all the challenges that come at you and there's no escape. But the driver grows because they get the ball rolling. They don't go home and they have 3 weeks off and they have to kickstart the engine again, internal engine, to go and compete again. This thing just keeps going. So our F3 calendar is like 3 week blocks, 3 times 3 weeks, and then we're pretty much done, I think, unless they send us to Abu Dhabi end of the year. But I love that way of training because it is immersive and you spend time with the driver for 24/7, sleeping in the same room, and you know, you're just there, so you help them better. But this got me thinking and reminded me of a question I've had for some time now. I think it was actually even season 3 I had this question. David, sorry, I wasn't ignoring you. But your question was this. Enzo, I do follow your example of priming yourself in the morning. However, when I get to around 12 o'clock, sort of lunchtime, I lose my concentration, lose my focus, and my motivation goes through the floor. What can I do to keep myself amped throughout the day? This is a question that most people can relate to. When you're working from home, just like any entrepreneur, that's exactly what you are. If you're working from home, you've got to be self-motivated. And yes, in the morning, you go from being knackered. You wake up, you probably beat the alarm or not, I don't know. You roll into your shoes and you're still not feeling like it, but you get out. And as soon as you're outside and you start to remind yourself what you're grateful for, you know, the eyes, the senses, the five senses, the heart that beats without you asking, the lungs, the kidneys that are working, your limbs that are all working, hopefully, you start to feel a bit more grateful. You start to think about the people that are in your life that you're grateful for, the universe for giving you this one chance that you've got to do. And you can do anything you want while you're here, and you're doing it, you're chasing it. This is great. Then you start to focus on the day, on what you're going to do today, on the goal and how you can take the largest step, the biggest leap towards going towards that goal. And you come back, have a shower, do to-do list, and you start to smash through it. But then you do get to about 11 o'clock, depending what time you woke up, about 3 or 4 hours in. And that motivation, or should I say that focus, starts to dwindle. And you start to go down, and then the brain starts to get distracted and needs to focus on something. So it looks for stimulation. Before you know it, you're playing Candy Crush or Angry Birds or whatever it is, or Call of Duty. And then the day is not as productive as you thought it would be. And you start to beat yourself up, start to feel unmotivated, and you lose your flow. That's something we couldn't do when I was at these race weekends, because as soon as Monday comes, we hit the business side of the racing of the driver I'm with, and we train every single day, and you're making sure that you're keeping that momentum all the way through, and you keep building. And we did that by having it in blocks. Like, these 2 hours is going to be to the business, then we're going to go and play tennis, then we're going to come back and eat, then we're going to talk about the weekend and what we're going to do next weekend, then we're going to do more training. So it was sort of segmented out, sort of like a school timetable, if you like. This is what you can do at home. Instead of just having this long list of to-do list that you've got at home, and you're like, do the website, do this new sponsorship proposal, talk to the team and that, like, if it's all a bit mundane and it's design work and things like this and you're starting to lose yourself, give yourself blocks. Tell the brain that for the next 2 hours, you're going to execute on this topic and you're going to absolutely nail it. You're going to be plugged into whatever music you need to get you there. You're going to feel good. You're going to be dedicated to that for 2 hours. Or 1 hour, whatever it takes. Then after that, break the pattern. Come away. take your drink, like this has just run out of water, big drink, guzzle it down, nice ice cold water, start to move the body, get out of the office, breathe fresh air, talk to somebody, go to the post office to post them things you need to post, just get out and break the mold. If you're not in a creative flow, that is, if you're starting to lose concentration. Physiologically, you've got to wake yourself up and shake yourself out of it. Otherwise, you will start to get the round shoulders, the slouching, and the breathing comes shallow, and you're just creating a different emotion. So if you want to be pumped, look pumped, and then get the mind to focus on something that gets it pumped. Just an example, you don't have to be pumped, you could be focused or anything else, but you've got to break yourself out of it and not just go down that mill. And then by the time you're 4 hours in, you've lost all motivation, it's not a productive day anymore. We don't want that. You are always teaching the brain something. You are 24/7 mental training. You are programming your mind all the time. So you got to be careful because it's watching you. Every action you take, it's watching your actions compared to the goals that you have that you set in the morning. And it's sort of cross-referencing them. And if it starts to see that you're amped in the morning because you're focusing on things, that again, you're there and it's like, brilliant, this is good. And then it gets to 11 o'clock and you're starting to get distracted and do things. The brain is then going to get into a system of saying, right, we tend to go to 11 and then we lose concentration. That's just the way we are, which is not true. It's just what you've shown it over the years. It's like if you're trying to lose weight, but you can't help but resist when it gets to a certain part of the day, maybe. That's not important, but say if it does. The chocolate bar. And you eat the chocolate bar and the brain goes, hang on a minute. You want to lose weight, but you're eating the chocolate bar. So that means you are putting in, as a priority, you're putting short-term comfort ahead of long-term happiness. And you're showing the brain that that's how you operate. And if you keep doing that, it's going to watch and learn, and that's going to become your self-sabotage story. Story. It's always watching. So you've got to be very conscious of the fact that what you show your brain through your actions is going to become a habit. So if you are losing concentration and starting to distract yourself and hitting the PlayStation every time you get to like a certain time of day because you can't be bothered anymore, the brain will do it every single time. Be careful. Instead, break the pattern that you're in. If you're starting to lose concentration, get up off your chair. Get out of the bloody room that you're in, like this office that I'm in now. Get out, get some energy in you, get some oxygen, get some cold water, like I say. Reinvigorate it. Do the priming again. You can prime as many times as you want in the day, but stay on course. And if you've got some jobs on the job list that require you to go outside, you can do them then. Perfect. You come back, you're listening to the music again, or you're focusing on what it is you want, and you smash out another 2 hours. But really, you can't just say, I primed in the morning, so I should be amped for the rest of the day, or I should be focused and wired for the rest of the day. It doesn't work like that. The brain can change emotions like the flick of a switch if it wants to. It can go from anger to happiness just like that. So you have to maintain this. And remember, how you maintain an emotion is the body, the way it is, and what it's focusing on, the questions you're asking yourself. So if you find yourself, one, it's a problem that a lot of people have, but two, if you find yourself doing this, break out of it. Say, okay, what mental state do I want? And then you do your best to create that mental state. If it means having half an hour off, go and have half an hour off, have lunch, get something in you, but just come back to it. Because I tell you what, again, because you're training the mind, it will see you doing this. It will look down upon you and see that you're going out, coming back in a different frame of mind, the frame of mind you need to be in, and it will start to get better at doing that. That's the kind of thing you want to teach the brain. That's proper mental training. You're really sending out a message that says, no matter what I'm feeling, I'm in control. I'm going to take 5 minutes out and I'm going to come back better. I'm going to come back in the state that I need to be in. I'm going to start to open up my creativity and get that back again because I'm losing it. So don't get lazy. As soon as you start to get lazy, the brain will stop taking you seriously and it will become a self-sabotaging habit. Don't allow it. It's always watching. Remember that. Can't stop me now.